So we mentioned we have some folks from Upstairs Gallery in the house tonight. One of those fine people is going to come up right now. She didn't remember that she knew me because we did a show together that Kevin Rita produced a few years ago. But that's okay, Sarah Ashley.
Yeah!
Wonderfully funny person.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
So my story is partly about a celebration and partly about how I felt like a circus freak. The summer before my senior year of high school was the first summer I felt really cool. Sophomore year had been kind of my transition. Junior year was me really harnessing who I was, and I went to film camp the summer before my senior year, and I felt awesome, and it was in Los Angeles. And I had bought this really cool tank top that I thought was, like, really absurd, and it was lace and sweater material mixed together, and it had this bow on it, and I was so excited, and I was just waiting for an opportunity to wear it. And at the end of the summer, I got a phone call from a friend, and he said, "Hey, Alex's birthday is on September 2nd. So the last day of summer before the first day of school, I forget how the dates aligned that year, but on the last day of summer, you know, we're going to have a surprise party." No, he said we're going to have a birthday party for him. It was a surprise party. I didn't know the surprise party part. So in my mind, it's, oh, we're having a birthday party for Alex. Finally, I get to wear this cool tank top. You can imagine, you know, my obsession with being cool at this time because I thought a tank top would really cinch the deal for me. And so I spent hours getting ready for this thing. I went and I bought this kid a birthday present because he was such a cool guy. And I was like, oh, if I get him a funny DVD, he'll think I'm funny. And I'll wear my orange and blue tank top. Those colors are different. I'm different and I'm cool, and everyone's going to get it here at this party before senior year, the best year of my life. And so I show up. I pull up to Alex's house just as another car is pulling up, and in it is Alex and this girl, Kayla, and a guy named Pat, and a guy named Skylar. I'm trying to, like, recreate the people here. So there's four people in this van, and they all pull up, and they look like they've been hanging out all day on a boat. Like, they've got, like, a little cooler, and they've got towels, and they're kind of in their flip-flops and board shorts. And I'm like, okay, this is the party, right? And instead of just thinking that in my head, I kind of walk up. I'm like, Alex, hey, your party, I'm here for it. And everybody looked at me with the most awful expression of death. And I didn't know, and I was so wrapped up in being cool and exciting and fun and, like, going to this awesome end of the summer party that I didn't read the signs that were so plainly laid out in front of me that maybe I should just shut up. So right there in the driveway, I got, like, too excited, and I was like, I got you a present for your birthday. Luke called me and said about your party. And all of these people were just like, oh. They didn't say anything, which in retrospect, you know, give me a hand signal or say, Sarah, can I talk to you over here before you spoil it more? So as we're walking, he was like, oh, this is weird. Okay, so he gets this confused expression on his face, and he's like, well, why don't you just come in? We're going to hang out and have some dinner. And I knew right then. I was like, oh, I know exactly where the rest of this night is going. So we all walk in through the garage door. He opens the door for me so I can go in first. And I see everybody that he and I know, all of our friends, you know, and they all go, surprise! And Alex is standing kind of behind me, and he's like, oh, all right. And everyone was like, I had no idea, but I had been at film camp. How was I supposed to know? But everybody had been planning this for a long time and, like, had meticulously planned the trip to the lake to get everybody at Alex's house so when they got back, they would all be there. And I spent I had to stay at the party. It's someone's birthday. You can't just leave. So he was like, thanks for the Will Ferrell SNL DVD. And we stood around and, like, I had an okay time. And I remember some girl was like, that's a really weird tank top. And I was like, it was mortifying. And then on the drive home that night, I realized the party was not over because senior year was just starting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Man, I remember graduation party summer, like right after senior high school. I gave some truly awful gifts. I gave a girl I liked a $20 Flintstones check. Like, I got a Flintstones checkbook and wrote her a check for $20. I'm like, yeah, she'll think this is cool. Nah, didn't happen. Thanks, guys. You're welcome.